Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. I hope you all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you right now to be with us. We ask you to help us through our rough days, Father God. Help us through this week, Father God. We ask you to give us ears to hear and eyes to see. Father God, we ask you to continue to guide us, Father God. Father God, we also ask you to bless the ones that are hearing it and bless the ones that are reading it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, like every Sunday, we have a new memory verse, and that memory verse is Romans 12 and 10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Romans 12 and 10. Verse of the day is Romans 2 and 4. Don't you see how wonderfully kind and tolerant and patient God is with you? Does this mean nothing to you? Can't you see that his kindness is intended to turn you from your sin? Romans 2 and 4. Subject: turning from our hard heart. Christian truth, so I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I'm turning from my sins. I'm seeking God. I'm releasing bitterness. I'm accepting Christ's love. At every job, we have warnings or some kind of point system. If we are late for work, we get a point taken off or a verbal warning. Another point removed or written up if we do something else or so forth until we are out of points or write-ups. Then we are fired. Any company at any time can fire us. Some states can and others can't. It just depends on the state and company. Still, some states can fire us immediately when we are late or do something wrong, but they allow us to get it right by giving us write-ups or simply taking off points. Companies know we have emergencies or situations, so they give us some wiggle room for error. But what happens when we overuse that kindness? Or should we continue to push the button? Should that company keep working with someone who doesn't care about showing up? Or should they fire them instead because they're overusing the point system? We even have some supervisors that will give and give more opportunity than they should to individuals that doesn't see they have someone fighting for them in their corner. This is precisely what God does. God forgives us even when we don't deserve it. He forgives us even when we don't have a contrite heart. He forgives us even when we are at our worst behavior and do the worst sin. He is still there to say you're forgiven. No, we take every opportunity to do what we like. My mom used to say, give someone an inch, they take a yard. And that's how some people are with God. They continue to take and take and take until they can't take anymore. This is what Paul was saying about how tolerant God is with us and how patient and kind, loving he is. Does it mean nothing to us that God gives life every day to try again? And do we see the kindness he has given us to change, to be molded? But often we take that kindness and we take his patience and we take and take and never change because some of us think he should be giving and supplying for us and he shouldn't expect anything in return. We think he should make the world better without people in it changing. But God gives us grace and mercy every day, and we as people should change. Many, many people quickly say, there can't be a God. If it was a God, why would he do this? Exodus 34 and 6, the Lord passes before him, proclaim the Lord, a God, a merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. God is slow to anger. This is said many times in the Word of God. His love for us is why some of us don't suffer the way we should. And it's hard to say this, but it's the truth. We deserve to go to hell. We deserve not to even see heaven. Still, because Jesus died for our sins. He gave his life for us because God loves us so much. After all, he's faithful, even when we're not. He desires us to get it right. So he waits and gives us another day after a day to change who we are. Verse 5. But because of your hard and impotent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. First, what does impotent mean? It means feeling regret about one sin or sins. This verse tells us that because our hard and impotent heart, we are storing up wrath for the day of wrath. People don't think of this day. People think they have time to change, but friends, we don't. We must change. Now, this is a time to turn away and choose this day who we will serve. Who will we serve? Will we serve the temporary things of this world or will we serve God? Will we allow our ways and desires and the things we want and feel to take away eternity from us or will we change? Revelation 3, 5, and 16 says this, I know your works. You neither cold or hot. With that, you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. The enemy knows what to do to get us to turn away from God by our selfish desires, by our pride. The enemy knows that if he can get us to be lukewarm and to put delusion in our head so we may think that it's okay to do whatever we want and make that we would make it into heaven still, we can't. It's okay to depend. It's not okay to depend on drugs and liquor. And that he tells us it's okay to depend on drugs and liquor, and that we don't need Jesus, and we will make it into heaven. But friends, we won't. This is a big delusion that a lot of us believe in, and it's wrong. We won't make it into heaven believing in these strong delusions that's sweeping this generation today. It's a lot of believers who believe are buying into the delusion that I can live any manner of way and God has to give me grace, or he has been patient with me while I figured he has to be patient with me while I figure things out. No, friends, God can figure out life with us if we sit and pray. God can figure out our life with us if we give him opportunity. God can help us walk on the narrow road. But if we follow the world and overuse our grace, we will think it's okay to run our lives the way we want. Opportunity are given to us every day to change, to let go, not to just be molded and that's it, but to be molded and grow. But some of us go to bed with the same attitude, and we wake up with that same attitude because we feel we don't need to change. But the Bible tells us this. John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 3:3, Jesus answered him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We will not be welcome into heaven until we are born again, until we come to Jesus, and we can try to get into heaven by, we cannot try to get into heaven by works, but we won't see heaven until we start taking the opportunity he's given us every day and turn from our sins. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for everything. We give you glory and honor. Lord, we ask you today to be with us to show us what we need to do. We know we have missed days and opportunities by just denying you, but we ask you to help us to turn away from our sins. We give you everything we are attached to. We ask you to help us to turn away from those things. Lord, we're sorry and ask you to forgive us of our sins that we have did. We want to serve you and you alone in Jesus' name. Amen. Reference 2 Corinthians 5:8. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body at home with the Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:8, John 1:12. But to all who did receive him, who believe in this name, his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Philippians 3:20. But our citizenship is in heaven, but from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Further reading, Proverbs 5, Philippians 3, 2 John 1, and Luke 8. This ends turning from our hard heart. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.